My dear brothers and sisters of Baba lovers, Jai Baba to you. I get this opportunity to talk on a mic because of my best friends, Luck brothers, Arvin and Edward, and I thank them very much. Now I'll say something about beloved Baba. I grew with him since childhood. I am 15 years younger than him. I well remember when he went to college on a bicycle. I well remember when he sat in front of Baba Jan. I well remembered his loving nature. And because of his loving nature, all the family paid respect to him. Then, after meeting Baba Jan, Baba occupied this room, which is behind me, which is known as Baba's room. Now I'll try to tell you something, some experiences with beloved Baba since childhood. When I was a child, I used to get asthmatic attacks. And I well remember one day when I was sitting on the doorstep and Baba came from college and asked me, "Why don't you play?" I was panting with breath and he saw it. So he took me on the cycle, double bar, and took me round Bun Garden Road to take some fresh air and brought me back. So kind he was. I just remember when we were in Bijapur in the year 1929 or 30, I don't remember exactly the year, and we had arranged a cricket match with an outsider team. Baba wasn't there. Baba had been to some other place. I was playing, and the opponent of my player got out. And to my amazement, I saw Baba wearing guards and coming in to play cricket. I was stunned. I thought myself an avatar playing cricket with an outsider team. I thought it to myself, I didn't say a single word. So Baba clapped his hand and called me there, about 22 paces, and told me, "Look, Bairam, I am Jesus himself. Never doubt me." I was stunned, astounded. I went back to my pitch and began to play. And there are many incidents. At present, of course, I can't remember too well. I'd been to Western countries with Baba around the world in 1932. And before our leaving, my aged father, who was over 90 years, came to see Baba. And first he saw me and told me, "Where is Nirvan?" I showed him the hut where Baba was. And I actually could see my aged father put his head on Baba's feet. Then Baba lifted him up and both were crying and embracing. And so we went to from around the world, as I said. And another incident I would say at Toka, that is about 30 miles from Ahmednagar. It was my birthday and Baba made me cry like anything. I think it was purposely done or no, I don't know. I'll tell you about the room and the stone afterwards, but first let me tell you, 10 years before, I had a duodenal ulcer which perforated and I was taken to hospital and emergency operation was operated on. And only 10 or 12 days lay for my daughter's marriage. I was operated. The surgeon who operated was not sure whether I would live or not. Anyhow, I lived. Then my daughter said, "If my daddy comes to my marriage, then only I will attend to marriage, otherwise not." So I told to the surgeon that I want to go to Bombay. He said, "Are you gone mad? You can't go now. You have to stay at least for 1 month in this hospital. It's a major operation. I said, anyhow, I will go. He said, all right, as you wish it. So I was taken on a stretcher to Bombay. I attended the marriage. The stitches were still on my stomach. And I came to Pune, and the stitches were removed by some other doctors. And for checkup, I went to the same surgeon who operated. Then he saw me. He was amazed and said, are you still living? I said, yes, doctor, I'm still living. Afterward, the same doctor came to Baba's darshan twice or thrice. Now, dearest brothers and sisters, I would like to tell you about this Baba's room. If you would follow me, you will see me, what I want to say. Now, dearest brothers and sisters, I would like to explain about this holy room which Baba occupied after contacting Baba Jan. You see this floor? This is newly made. And from here to there, up to stone, it is as it is since last 60 years. I'll tell you later on. This is newly made. When Baba occupied this room, he used to latch the door, and what he was doing inside we do not know. But we could hear him banging his head on the stone. And how we came to know about that particular stone, dear Baba lovers, now I will point out the stone to you on which he was banging his head. This is the stone. Those are the flowers inside. Now how this stone is raised up, not level with the ground. Not level with the ground. One day an Eastern lover had come here in pretense of prayer. As I said, when an Eastern lover had come in pretense of prayer, and he didn't come out of the room for nearly half an hour, I thought he fainted or what. So I opened the door and came inside. And he was with a penknife and nails was pulling out the stone. I asked him, I told him, brother, what are you doing? He said, I want to take this stone to my town to build a temple on it. And I said, brother, this is an original temple. Don't you like it? Then he began to cry. So I put that stone myself and cemented around it. Then I asked him, how did you come to know this was the stone? Then he showed me his blood stains on the stone, and his Baba was banging his head. And after 2-3 years, Baba himself came and sat on this chair. And he himself said, I was banging my head on that stone. That was filmed, which is at Myrtle Beach, USA, and also still photos. That was the last Baba came here and sat. Now, one day my mother heard Baba banging his head loudly on the stone. She was in the kitchen. She began to shout and came and forced Baba to open the door. My aged father, who was sitting on the veranda with me, he and myself both came, hearing this commotion as to what has happened. When my mother was forcing Baba to open the door, he did open, and a streak of blood was oozing from his forehead. My mother said, Nirvan, are you gone mad? He said, no, mother, I have not gone mad, but I have become something else, and you'll come to know who I am. My father, who was standing beside my mother said to my father, look at your mad son, My father, as you know, he was a Sufi. He was very gloomy and in deep thought. He said, "No, Shirin, my mother's name was Shirin Bai." He said, "No, Shirin, I too see something different." Then he said, "Then you are also mad. You both are mad. You both go to mental asylum." And we had a hearty laugh over that. Of course, we had no idea about that. After this, after 2-3 months, Baba called me and told me, "Look, Bairami, I want to give this room in your charge because I am going out of station for some months." And he had been to Sakuri. I said, then he said, "And there are 5 photos inside. You better every Thursday put garlands and burn incense sticks. Will you?" I said, "Why? Where are the photos?" "Because from outside, couldn't see any photos. There were no photos of this. Nothing was here. Only photos of these 5 masters. Photos of these 5 masters. Not Baba. Separate photos. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then he said, "Go inside and see." I said, "Who are they? They look like beggars." He said, "Shh, don't talk like this. You don't know them. You do as I tell you. I'm your elder brother, no?" I said, "Yes. Promise me." I promised. And that tradition is going on for the last 60 years. And these are joined now, but these were separated. And these were inside this hollow place. So it means from this room, this holy room, Baba proclaimed that he is God. Then he said, "I become something else." Common sense says, this means that he said, "I am become God." And we had a hearty laugh over it. Of course, we had no idea about it. One day, in 1918, I was going on a bicycle with camera, box camera, Brownie. My father had given me 10 rupees to buy this camera, and I was jubilant, riding on a bicycle and going on the way where Babajan was sitting. I saw my brother, Baba, beloved Baba now, sitting there. I said, "Nirvan, just come nearby in the light." He said, "Why?" I said, "I want to take your photo." He did obey me. He was so kind, and I took this photo. And this photo is captioned as "Begin the Begin." Now, dear Baba lovers, I thank you so much for giving you trouble and listening to me. And I thank my friends, Luck Brothers, and my younger brother, Jack Small of Berkeley, California, and John Page of California, and my young daughter of John Page's wife. I thank you all. Jai Baba. Okay. Jai Baba, and thank you, dear Baba lovers. And we go outside the room. Outside this holy room, I mean. Dearest brother and sister, can you see this well? When Baba was here, this wasn't here. It was open. And I can remember yet that Baba used to sit on this, here on the stone, and singing loudly our Baba Jan. And one day my mother told me that she had dreamt the goddess came out of the water, and my mother was holding Baba in her lap, and he, Baba, that goddess demanded Baba, My mother said, no, he's mine. The goddess said, no, belongs to me. And he snatched the baby and... Dearest brother and sister, I'll relate the incident as I remember. I remember one day when Baba was at Ganeshkin, nearby Pune. A barrister from Bombay came in a challenging mood, and sat down there, asking Baba, why don't you prove what you are to be? Baba laughed heartily and said, it is for the creator, creation, to know, realize the creator and not the creator. A father never tells his own son that he is his father. In spite of this, if the son doubts him, he tries to search his real father and ultimately come to the same, the father who has told him truth. Then he said, why don't you perform miracles? Baba again laughed. He said, you think I'm a magician or what? You know what happened to Jesus Christ? People were stoning him, they used to spit on him, and his lovers, especially St. Paul and St. Peter, requested Jesus to perform some miracles to pacify the ignorance. To please his own lovers, Jesus did so. What happened? Judas became a traitor and reported to the ruler, and Jesus was sentenced to be crucified. When Jesus was being crucified, the opposite ones, the ignorant ones, assembled there to see the fun. One of them shouted, hey Jesus, you saved other men's lives. You gave sight to sightless. Why don't you save yourself? Jesus said, Jesus never dies. He simply lays down his old cloak, that is his body. And even if that, I were to say that, tomorrow my lovers and followers will be millions, nearby billions, will say, Jesus saved himself and not us. That's why they say, thy will be done. Jai Baba. After this, one lady from Australia wrote to me that Saul, that is St. Paul, came after Jesus. How is it possible that St. Paul requested Jesus to perform miracles? I wrote to her, dearest sister, you being a Christian, you do not know. There were five St. Pauls and 13 St. Peters. You better refer to the biblical dictionary. So I got no answer yet. Starting Srinath Jai Baba. Now, as I said, I'll tell you the incident as I remember. When I was operated for duodenal ulcer and also for hernia, I went to Mehrazad and told Baba, why this suffering to me? Baba laughed and said, you fool, suffering is a gift of God. Don't you understand? You keep quiet and say nothing. I don't know what to say. Never. Just when beloved Baba was in humorous mood, he would make a joke and also ask us to make some humorous tales. And he would laugh heartily. And he said, this is just making me happy. I just want to laugh and be happy and be humorous, because the load of the whole world is on my head. And this will ease me. Now I think so. Now I'll tell you about my traveling with Baba to Western countries. First from Bombay, we went to Port Said. We stayed there for a few hours. From Port Said, we went to Venice. from Venice, we went to Milan, Italy's capital, from Milan to Paris, from Paris to London, and from London to Portsmouth, and from there to New York, direct. In New York, we were about 8 days, I think. I'm not sure about that. Though we were in New York, it's a big city, but we were in a room that one of my friends, Dr. Munshif Ghani, he said, "Where is New York?" I said, "Here in this room." Because we had no chance to see the whole city. Only on the last day we could see, and that too only for 1 hour, that's all. From there, New York, we went to Los Angeles in Pullman's car, Los Angeles to Hollywood, and there was a grand reception to Baba, very grand reception, in Knickerbocker Hotel, that is specially meant for stars and directors. And Baba was called there, and they had specially made a chair to sit in there, and about 1,000 stars and directors were sitting were there. I don't remember that, because it is now nearly 40 years back. They paid respect to Baba, and especially Cecil DeMille, Gabriel Pascal, and there were Mary Pickford, Fairbanks Senior. He was there too. Tom Mix, all actresses, and directors, and cameramen. Photographers, Victor King, and others too. They all paid too much respect to Baba. And we came back to our home, and from home, we straight got the steamship, Monterey, newly built. In that ship, we went to Hawaii Island, Honolulu. And near Waikiki Beach, there was a hotel, Palace Hotel. We stayed there for 2-3 days. From Honolulu, I went to Shanghai, China, direct. And from Shanghai to Hong Kong, Japan, from Japan to Ceylon, and back to Bombay. No.
Were you on any of the must trips with Baba?
No, I didn't have.
What about the poor feedings?
Oh, Baba used to feed like anything, poor people's.
What was that?
That I will tell you. My father had toddy shops. Eight toddy shops. Not one, two, three, but eight. And he used to ask Baba, "You have left college, now at least you attend the shop and sit on the cash box." Your father needed some rest, and naturally asked Baba to attend one of the shops for a few hours. And what Baba would do, he would sit on the cash box and empty the cash box to the poor people. And when my father went there, he saw the box was empty. But he wouldn't say anything. He knew it. Still he didn't say anything. When my mother came to know, she took charge of everything. But by that time, of course, my father had expired and everything gone. Gone with the wind.
What were some of the things that happened in the toddy shop that you saw? Did Baba sing at that time?
Yes.
Yes, tell us the people that would come and the things.
Yes. I remember Baba, when Baba was sitting on the cash box, he was actually composing poems in Urdu, beautiful Urdu. And that book I had, but I don't know who took it with him. I don't know. And some people gathered there in the shop to hear him sing and say the poems in Urdu, divine songs and divine poems that I remember quite well.
Did any of the people try to cheat Baba at that time?
No. Nobody would dare to, because he was very kind and new. Nobody would.
How How did Baba disband the Tati shop? How did he do away with it?
Yes, I told you, Baba spent all the money to the poor people. I think I will introduce you that I am Baba's brother, Bairam. And I was very fond of photography, art and music. But in 1955, when Baba was in Satara, I left that photography and spent my time taking only Baba's photo. And I love to make it. Till now, I am making it and will make till I drop dead.
How did it come about that you began to do pictures?
Yes, I'll tell you about one photograph specially. One Mr. Kulkarni at Nasik, he had a studio. He was an elderly man. And he came to know that I was fond of photography. He became very friendly with me. I sat at his studio. And one day he said, "Bairam, why don't you call Baba here too for a photograph?" I said, "All right, I'll try." I told Baba. So Baba did oblige and came to his studio. And at that time, they used to burn flash powders instead of bulbs and small cameras. Then I said to Mr. Kulkarni, "Please allow me to take this photograph." He said, "All right, you take it." So he was to ignite the flash and I was to press the bulb. So before igniting the flash, I pressed the bulb. Mr. Kulkarni after me said, "What did you done? What have you done?" Baba went away. "It's of no use now." I said, "At least you develop and see it." So he did develop it. And the negative was beautiful. And the negative is full size, 6.5 by 8.5. I'll show you now.
Okay.
It is untouched.
Go ahead.
This is my photography dark room. It's not a dear Baba lover, this is my photo room. All umber jump. It's like a ground. And the negative I refer to about Mr. Kulkarni is this. So big negative. I can show you this negative. So big negative. At that time taken. I told you about Mr. Kulkarni's studio where beloved Baba's photograph was taken by me, and I requested Mr. Kulkarni to give it to me. He obliged, and this is the result. We untouched, and I think this is the most precious picture of beloved Baba.
Go ahead, talk about
it. Now, can you see this negative?
Yeah.
Nowadays, all people use small miniature cameras. And this was taken with a big camera. And it cannot be enlarged unless anybody has a full-size plate enlarger. And I don't think in Pune or even in Bombay they have. It can be only contact printed, that's all. And I think this is the most precious picture of beloved Baba.
This is the first time you are removing
your photographer.
Tell
them. Brother and sister, this is my dark room, photography dark room. And please don't laugh at it. And all over here you can see Baba's photo. And nothing else. It's very hot and warm here. I don't know how Ray, David, and Annie could stand it. This is the enlarger.
These is where you did all your work, where your photographs have been sent out all over the world.
All of, yes.
And this has all been done by Baba's order.
Baba's order, naturally.
Yes, naturally. Did Baba tell you to work specifically in this room?
No.
No.
I chose it myself.
Oh, you chose it yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now I'll tell you about Bilal Baba's photos ordered from Western or Eastern countries. And after packing that photos, I requested Baba to touch it, to get his touch to his lovers. He never blessed his photos or rockets or anything.
Yes.
Now, dearest brother and sister, I am hungry and I am going for a lunch, and I also request my dearest friend Ernie for a lunch. So long and Jai Baba to you.
Hello, Jai Baba. I am Jal, beloved Baba's brother. And this is my room, where I'm staying for so many years. And in this very room, when the Western Baba lovers had come for Baba's darshan in Baba's room, they used to come in queue and they used to purchase all Baba buttons and lockets from here. And this room has become very popular since. And all Baba lovers' photos, I put them on the wall. And so many people from all over the world, when they come to my room for Baba's darshan, they look at these photos and they admire and they like it very, very much. And I tell them who they are, who I introduce all these photos to them, and they feel very happy when leaving. And this is the place where I sleep. This is my bedding room. This is the place where I sleep. I go to bed at practically 12 o'clock night and get up 4 o'clock in the morning, 4 hours sleep. And I'm used to having only 4 hours sleep since many, many years. And this is my cozy little room. Baba had been to my rooms several times. He was sitting over here. And we had his darshan and performed the aarti and embraced me. And then he used to go with his disciples. Small place, like this is my bathroom where I take bath. These are the buckets where I fill water for drinking water. And there's a tap, water tap. And these are a few of the tongues which I keep Baba letters, Baba buttons and lockets, and so on. Now this is my room, being such a small in size.
Begin. Start.
And this is the table where in the morning I have my tea, breakfast, lunch and dinner, everything here. And even when I get letters from foreign countries, from Baba lovers, I read on this, and I just reply and write on this very bench, on the very table, I mean. And after reading, when I read that they want some lockets or buttons from me, then I open my cupboard, where I've got the stock of lockets and buttons of Baba, of all varieties and sizes. See, these are the lockets. Oh, so many sizes. So many varieties. All kinds of lockets of different prices. Different prices and different photos. And the rings. And the lockets. And all sorts of varieties of lockets and buttons, plastic, rings. According to the letter, what they want, I send them. I send them. And I write them the letters writing on this very table. And I pack them.
Are those movie reels you have in there in the corner?
It's all empty.
Oh, empty.
But I've got a movie reel. And Baba came to my room innumerable times. And he would sit on this bed and just look at my burned hand, my palm, and would inquire, how is it progressing? Because I was ordered by doctor to massage the hand for a long time.
She pointed where it's burned.
This part of burning my hand, palm. I had to massage this for 6 months. Then Baba inquired, how is my hand progressing? Yes. And then he would embrace me and tell me about that he was very happy that I renounced the world, renounced everything, the wealth and health, and joined him. And today I am so happy that I obeyed his orders and I'm with him now, eternally with him now, happy. And I'm the happiest now in this world, that I have no worries now of my own. I have left everything to beloved Baba, our compassionate father and mother, who is the ocean of love and mercy. Jai Baba.
Thanks, Varun. John, tell us a little bit about when you saw Babajan, and if you saw Baba and Babajan together. Did you see them together?
I've seen Babajan several times when she was in a body. I used to go and even go to her and bow down at her feet. Sometimes she would embrace me. Sometimes she would order tea from me. I used to bring tea for her to drink, but they were many, many years ago. But I have not as yet seen Baba with Baba Jan, though he was often supposed to go there, and they used to be privately. What talk he had with Baba Jan, nobody knows. Baba was speaking at that time.
John, your mother and father, how did they feel when they heard Baba declaring his godhood?
Oh, at the very beginning, when Baba Jan kissed Baba on his forehead, and when he returned home at that house, the small house, outside there's a pumpkin stone, and we felt everything Baba, some abnormal way of acting. And then, actually, we couldn't make out why is he acting in such a way, abnormal way. First, we could not make out. But then he used to explain to us, I am God in human form. I am the avatar of the age. And you all will come to know me later on. So after some few months, when we joined Baba, we experienced and we saw some of his miracles performed, which was unbelievable. And that made all our family and many of them know who Baba is now. And then when Baba came to his normal form, original form, then he would explain to us, the family, that after Baba Jan kissed him, I knew, then I realized, I am God Himself in human form. And the whole world will come to me and bow down to me and reveal me as an avatar of the age.
Did you at any time see Upasni Maharaj declare Baba's divinity or any of the masters at any time?
I've seen Upasni Maharaj several times when he was in his body.
Look up towards the camera.
And I've heard Baba Jan telling my mother, when my mother was with Upasni Maharaj for some time, that your son is not an ordinary son. He is actually God in human form. And he will shake the world at its proper time. And the whole world will know who he is. And even I will even bow down on his feet, that he is the present avatar of the age. And after my leaving the body, he will come out in this world. He will shine, and his love will shine in every human's heart and turn into brotherhood, and the whole world will love him and know who he is.
There's something else. Oh, this is just really incredible, because these things are already beginning to happen. Baba's love is shining out. But what I would like to ask you is this. You mentioned something regarding the miracles that Baba was doing at the time. Could you say a little bit more about that, what they were?
Miracles, yeah. Now I will relate to you some of my experiences with beloved Baba and his miracles. I was with Baba, Aga Baidul, and few of his oldest disciples were going from Nasik to Bombay by car. And Adike Irani's elder brother Rustum was at the wheel, he was driving the car. And beloved Baba was sitting next to Rustumji, who was driving the car. I was at the back side, Baidul and another Baba and Dada Chanji were at the back side. And we were going towards Bombay by car. It was daytime. And on the way there are all hilly places. So we had to go on through the hills. And when we climbed the hill about 500 feet high, the roads were very narrow. And the roads had no walls, deep valley-like. So suddenly, the brakes of the car was damaged and the car started rolling backwards. And I got scared that we are going to go in the valley and die. And so in that terror, I jumped out from the car on the road. Though I was injured, and I was happy that at least I was saved. And after a minute, I felt so ashamed of myself that when I renounce Baba and join Baba, I renounce everything and join Baba. And we took him as an avatar of the Asian God in human flesh. And why, to save my own life in a selfish manner, I jumped out of the car to save myself without the least thought of Baba.